Coach, you're at the quarter pole of the season, pretty close to. What have you, with 13 wins, what have you done consistently well that may have impressed you to get you to this point where you're at the moment?
I don't know. The one thing you never have to worry about with this team is they give you an honest effort all the time. And, if our goaltending's been down a little bit, our scoring, we picked up our scoring, and if we weren't scoring, our goaltending was there for us. And we've had an ability to come from behind, which has been a good sign, other than the fact that we've fallen behind. But the guys never feel like they're out of a game. And I think, other than the Ranger game, pretty happy with the way the guys have played the quarter pole.
What would you have liked, or what going forward would you like to do better?
Oh, well, the consistency has been the word we've used a lot. And, take the Flyer game, for example. We had probably wasn't the most exciting first period, but it was a solid first period. And we didn't really give up much. And then we let the second period get away from us because we got out of our structure, a little bit of our compete, and then we rallied in the third. And we got to limit that kind of ebb and flow that happens with us, and we've done a pretty good job with it. As a coach, you're always looking to be a little bit better, but our consistency, we've got to stay strong with that and just kind of come to become that just machine that just comes at you and comes at you and comes at you and doesn't let up.
Sick Boyle is feeling better, he said, and might be able to get back tonight.
Yeah, we'll see tonight. We'll have 21 for warm up, and we'll make a decision then.
The Brown's still probably out.
Probably Brownie, yeah. He's probably out one more.
How big are special teams going to be tonight with them having the number one power play?
Well,
guys, number three.
Yeah, it's. Well, we just ran into that with Philly, so it's. We got a good test by them, and we have another good test from Columbus, and they've obviously came out of it. They've come out of the gate really strong. They're six defensemen deep, four lines deep, and their goalie's playing outstanding. So. Tough teams to match up against because you don't really have, they're one big line. They're all good lines, and then when your special teams are rocking like theirs are, there's not one point of the game where you're sitting there saying they have a hole. So it's this will be a really good test for us, and I guess we play these guys a couple times in the next couple days. We'll see where we're at.
How much is what Vasilevskiy's done this season and last year in the playoffs, quite frankly, giving you guys even more of a belief that going forward in the future, at some point, he can be a guy who can be a... I know you don't know until you actually go through it yourself.
Yeah, we've got two outstanding goaltenders. And I think when, it's 29 other teams in the league probably look at us and say we'd like to have what they have. So. We're pretty happy with our goaltending. That's been a strength of ours the last couple of years. And Bish has been Bish. He's a rock back there, and Vassie's getting better with every game. And that's what you want from your young guy to slowly, surely get him in more games, which we're doing this year. And he's given us an opportunity to win every single night. And so when you know you've got that in your guys back there, it's a pretty comforting feeling.
How much better is puck handling?
It's like his whole game. Everything's getting better. So you're just not going to come in and be, unreal at that. But he is, you can just see his confidence building. And as he shuffles by, yeah. You see his shuffles getting better, too. But everything's getting better with him. And that's a great sign because it's just showing his progression.
You think it's more coincidence in the last couple of years in the playoffs that teams have had to use their second goalie, obviously for injury, like in your case, but even like with Crawford a couple of years ago, where you had a couple of so-so games, they made the change. Obviously, you guys saw Pittsburgh and yourself.
It seems that teams are having, it's just because of the rigors of the schedule, the travel. When you start getting to play that many games, I wasn't around, 20 years ago when the one goalie played 75 games and went to the playoffs, and it's kind of amazing how that goes. But just with the traffic and demands of the goaltending position, you have to have two, and because you got to look, the players around them are so much, you know, they're athletic and the shots are harder and they're just the skill level, and you have to be that much more athletic as a goaltender, and there's constant movement, there's constant guys at the net, and all that leads to the potential for injuries, or you got to work that much harder and you need somebody else that you need to give a guy a blow every once in a while with all the back-to-back games that go on. That all adds up, and that's why I'm a big believer, we're big believers, that you need two guys to go, and it's definitely helped us the last few years.
Do you have any impressions of the Werenski, the 19-year-old kid, is like fifth in the league? And
I don't. It's tough in this league to pay attention to everybody. Do I know who he is? I do. I know he went to Michigan. But when you're involved in a game, you hear a lot of things, you do a lot of reading, and I've read about him, and he's one of the guys that I'm looking forward to see. We're going to see him a couple times in the next few days here, but you can see by his minutes, you can see the games that we've pre-scouted, he's a big part of their team, big part of their offense, and when he's got the puck on his stick, things can happen, and so he's somebody, whether he's a rookie or not, that we're going to have to watch.
What's Richie meant for you guys, bringing him in?
He's been a pain in my ass, I'll tell you that. to be truthful, he's really, really helped our power play. Just to have somebody that's been a head coach before, and I'm a big believer surrounding yourself with good people, and he is truly good people. But his experience being a head coach in the league, and he's worked, all different situations, and so he's just, when you're debating about certain things, he's an easy guy to go to because more often than not, he's got the right answer, and it's a good guy to have.